Hare Krishna. So I'd like to welcome everyone to this very special festival today. Shri Narasimha Dev Bhagwan Ki Narasimha Chaturdashi Maha Mahotsav Ki Shri Shri Radha Golokananda Ki Giriraj Govardhan Ki. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Maharaj disappeared. His Holiness B. Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki. I'd like to welcome Maharaj back. He just returned from his tour where he went to Fiji, Australia and so many different places. And Maharaj is here just for a short time and he flies out again tomorrow. So we are very, very happy Maharaj is here and he's blessing us with his association. His name is Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki. Hare Krishna. So we welcome everyone. Thank you everyone for joining us this evening. So anyone here for the first time? You have any new guests? Okay, everyone looks, I've been here before. Okay. Okay, so our program schedule is, we are going to start off with a class by His Holiness Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And he's going to talk of glories of Lord Narasimha Dev. And then after the class, we are going to have an Abhishek of Sri Narasimha Dev. And then they'll have the Narasimha Mahayagya. So it's a, you know, Narasimha Yagya itself is so powerful. And then to actually have that Yagya on the most auspicious appearance day of Lord Narasimha Dev is very, very special. You know, and Narasimha Dev actually gives protection for all of us. Maharaj will be talking more about importance of worshipping Lord Narasimha Dev. So we'll have the Abhishek after Maharaj's class, then there'll be the Mahayagya. And after the Mahayagya, we'll go downstairs. There's going to be a wonderful drama presentation, like all the different children of New Goloka, they have actually prepared a wonderful drama on glories of Lord Narasimha Dev. And then we have our dinner prasadam. Okay. And also, we have some prasadam stalls open. So if anyone wants to grab a snack, the stalls are open. You can go downstairs in the hall. We have a variety of prasadam being served. So thank you all so much. So we request everyone, if you can kindly move forward for the class. So please, everyone can kindly come forward. Just leave little space here for they are going to set up for the Narasimha Yagya. And everyone else can come forward. Surely there will be many more people coming during the class. So particularly the behind, we want to leave empty so people can come and be seated. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Good to see everybody. And happy Narasimha Chaturdashi, the appearance of Lord Narasimha Dev. And you may have to turn up the volume a little bit for some reason, your microphone, temple volume. So happy Narasimha Chaturdashi, and tonight's program will be as, whatever, if everybody can hear me, that's fine. Will be as Adityan Rayan Prabhu stated. We're happy to be back here with everybody. But a little loud, a little down. Happy to be back here with everybody. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Lord Narasimha Dev's ontological position and relationship with Krishna and also in relationship with the other avatars, the Dasha avatars. And we have this interesting slideshow. But first we're going to chant the prayers to Lord Narasimha Dev. Everybody is welcome to respond. I think everybody knows the prayers. Namaste Narasimhaya, Namaste Narasimhaya, Balladala Kudoye Ne. Hiranya Kashi Purvaksakha, Siratamka Kolaye. No cartels, please. Ito Narasimha, Ito Narasimha. Sorry. Retire in a single. The string number two, chat a number for joy. The string number two, chat a number for joy. Come and love to play, and come and put the string down. Canita, you run your cassie, put down a ring. They serve a traitor, down in the road, but I'm not a day, Sunday. I'm a good day, Sunday. Come and love a pain, come and put a singer. Oh, Danny died on your cousin, put on a ring. Oh, it's a bad dream, Danny Rupa, joy, Danny Sunday. Like a good Sunday. Come and love a bed, come and put the singer. Got it out, here on your cussy, go down a bed now. They saw a great time, not only roof, but died on the day Sunday. Got a good day, Sunday. Shimad, His Divine Grace. Vaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Gosami. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON Founder Acharya. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Ananda Gauti Voisna Vrinda Kijai. Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Kijai. Prim Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sidhveda Garadha. Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindagajai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shaya Mukunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagadvasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimali Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindagajai Go Premananda Hare. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Gijaya Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhale Srimati Bhakti Vananta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shinyavadi Pashyati Deja Tarni Om Gana Timidanda Shaganan Jana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So as I mentioned, today is Lord Nrisimhadev's glorious appearance, so we'd like to really describe who Lord Nrisimhadev is before we get into the stories, and then we're going to lightly touch upon the other Dasha avatars listed. You can put that on this here. Yeah, around my head. We're going to lightly touch upon some of the other Dasha avatars in this particular discussion. So, first of all, we should understand that Lord Nrisimhadev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and basically Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Varaha is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Macha is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Karma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and actually, I didn't touch upon everyone, because there's unlimited incarnations, avatars of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes there are as many expansions of the Lord as there are waves in the ocean, which means unlimited, and the Lord appears in every species of life. And in the case of Lord Nrisimhadev, he appears in a species that's not a species of life. He combines two species, as we say, mix and match. So Krishna can do anything because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's omniscient, omnipotent, etc. So he can do anything he wants, anytime he wants, with anyone he wants, and he's not violating the regulative principles or rules and regulations or the rules of physics or the rules of chemistry or the material rules, because he's Aptakama. He gets what he wants. And he's also Swara, he's independent, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And all these different personalities we just mentioned before, you know, including the unlimited incarnations, Dvaita Chuta Nadiya, Navayovanam Cha, Vedeshu Duri Labamadur Labamadma Bhaktu, Govindamani Purusham, Tamaham Bhajami, as described by Lord Brahma. They're all the same person.
Yeah.
Acting differently in different circumstances. I know some of you heard me describe this before.
Oh, Kesh is good.
On other days.
Kesh is good. Days.
Acting differently in different circumstances.
Kesh is always good, my friend. No, he's, see, there you go. He's smart.
Got to mute everybody.
Thank you.
And that's very unfortunate when people watch, trying to watch class and talking to me. So, Advaita Chuta Nadirantara. So they're all the same person acting differently in different circumstances simultaneously. In unlimited circumstances, simultaneously in limited universes, in the spiritual world, in the material world. Oh my God. This is a chin chip. Don't try to understand it. Just accept this explanation because of the explanation of Shastra. So Lord Nrisimhadev and Krishna are the same person, just Krishna in a different mood. And this is what Jayadev Goswami explains. Let me explain who Jayadev Goswami is. Of course, some of you can see this slideshow because it's kind of light. We're dedicating this slideshow to Srila Prabhupada as we're dedicating our whole life and existence and service and mission to Srila Prabhupada. So Jayadev Goswami appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wrote about the most intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna And of course, he's famous for writing that one particular shloka where Krishna bows down at Radharani's feet and begs for forgiveness. And Krishna was the one who actually wrote that shloka, but I'm not going to tell the whole story about that because that's not what this class is about. This class is about Jayadeva Goswami's verse, famous verses called the Dasha Avatar Shlokas. You know, the shlokas dealing with the 10 principle, the ones we know best. Principle means the ones we know best. If you go to other yugas, other universes, there may be another 10 where another personality like Jayadeva Goswami is writing about another principle. Another 10 principal incarnations. As I mentioned, there's unlimited incarnations, but these are the ones we know of best due to the Vedic literatures, due to the worship we find everywhere. Whoops, skipping ahead. So I mentioned this verse, or I didn't mention this verse, let me quote this verse first before we go into the Dasha-tapa-tar-dabha-asa-tar avatar shlokas. This is from the Bhagavatam, Ete Changsa Kalakpum Sa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Indriyari Vyakulam Lokam Mriyante Yuge Yuge. Which basically means all these incarnations that are mentioned in the Bhagavatam are portions or plenary portions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who we see here. So, what this means. When we're saying portions or plenary portions, it doesn't mean that they're different persons. It just means Krishna himself, acting in different capacities, displaying a portion of his opulences, a portion of his personality, and he displays the most complete aspects of his personality as Krishna in Vrindavan. And when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, goes to Mathura and eventually to Dwarka, his relationships get progressively less intimate. So less of his intimate personality is being shown. That's really what we're talking about. Not that they're different persons or different personalities, but just different aspects of the same person's personality and less intimate aspects of the same person's personalities. There's different types of incarnations, and we're not, don't have time to describe all the different types of incarnations and avatars. But principally, today we're going to be talking mostly about the Vishnu Tattva expansions of the Lord rather than the Jiva Tattva expansions. Although Lord Buddha, who's one of the Dasha avatars, is Jiva Tattva, but the other avatars are generally understood to be Vishnu Tattva. Sometimes Parashuram is mentioned as being Jiva Tattva by different acharyas. So there's different types of avatars, there's a whole science of avatars, there's guna avatars, which deal with the three modes of material nature, there's purusha avatars, there's manvantara avatars, there's shaktavesh avatars, that means a personality like Srila Prabhupada who is empowered to preach Krishna consciousness, there's lila avatars, and some of the avatars of the Lord let's say, are of two or three of the different categories. Like Krishna could be, Krishna is a Yuga avatar, and he's also a Leela avatar. So, it's a very complicated science that is described by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing them. So we are followers, basically, of Srila Rupa Goswami. We're called Rupanugas. And Rupa Goswami is the primary acharya following his divine grace, not his divine grace, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, again, Ishwaro Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karnam. Krishna is Ishwaro Parama. That means he's the Supreme Controller. Satchidananda Vigraha, his body, and the bodies of all of the Vishnu Tattva expansions of Krishna are made of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. There's no duality between the Lord and his body, as there is a duality between ourselves and our bodies in this world. And Anadir Adir Govinda, He has no beginning, and he's the beginning of everything. And he's the cause of all causes, which is very interesting. Like, if you know about science, you know the predominant theory right now, as far as the universe is concerned, is that in the beginning there was nothing. This is science. It's called the Big Bang Theory, okay? Just to be specific. Previously, there were so many other theories, but through scientific evaluation of different evidence, it was concluded that in the beginning there was nothing, and then from nothing came everything. Sounds pretty logical, doesn't it? It's not. It's not. What's logical, if you posit the existence of an entity outside of everything or outside of the universe, who actually caused the universe to come into being. So then it's logical. The only possible explanation for the Big Bang Theory is there must be a creator, there must be God. So he's the Sarva Karana Karanam, that's what's being described here. The cause of all causes. Because there was no cause, according to the scientists, of the Big Bang. So that means they're implying a transcendent cause. Think about that. If they say there was no cause, that means, and something happened, there must have been a transcendent. There's no material cause. So the scientists say there's no material cause, so that automatically implies, although they won't admit it, there must have been a transcendent cause. And that cause, of course, is Krishna in the Purusha avatars. That is, first of all, the Mahavishnu, and after that, the Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and after that, the Shirodakshay Vishnu. So, very technical there. We quoted this verse before, and there is Krishna. Most attractive personality, Venam Kanantam Aravinda Dalayat Daksham. He's playing his flute, attracting all the living entities. And now we'll go on to the avatars. Just briefly, we're going to touch upon the avatars. Because the first avatar mentioned is the Matsya avatar. Matsya avatar is the fish avatar. That's Krishna manifesting himself as a fish. You may say, why would Krishna do something like manifesting himself as a fish? I mean, that's kind of unusual for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, the reason is his internal reasons. For every incarnation, there's internal and external reasons. Internal reasons means why, what his psychology is, what his personal reason. External reason is what we see happening. So what we see happening is generally described in the Bhagavad Gita as Parichranaya Sadunam Vinashaya Chadushkutam. He's coming to establish religious principles and annihilate the miscreants. That's external. And in this particular case, he did this. Because once at the end of a previous kalpa, there was a demon named Hayagriva who took away the Vedic knowledge. And there's a whole story of King Satyavrata, was the son of the sun god, his name was Shrutadev, and he discovered this little fish. And the fish kept growing, he kept him in a little pot, and the fish grew so big he had to put him in a, basically in a bigger pot, and finally in a well, finally in a lake, and even that was too small, and he had to put him in the ocean. And he said, you know, who are you? And the fish said, I'm God. What did you expect? And then he instructed Satyavrata to actually make it an ark. This is the story of Noah's Ark from the Bible, but the original story. To make an ark, and Satyavrata saved so many living entities on the ark. I guess it's like the Noah's story where the animals came by two, and he was pulled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a fish using the ropes of Vasuki, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead instructed the Vedic literatures in that particular way. Here's the fish getting bigger. Looks like a Walt Disney fish, but anyway. And, you know, tremendous fish, devastation, here's the boat being pulled. And the Vedas were saved in this particular way, and humanity was saved. In this. So that's external. So I mentioned I would talk about internally. Internally, the Lord likes to enjoy. Just like sometimes, I just came back from Fiji. I didn't become a fish. But I put a bathing suit on, and I went swimming. And it was enjoyable. But there were limitations. What was the limitation? Can anyone figure out? I couldn't breathe underwater. It was a big limitation, and I didn't have enough time to get a scuba outfit. Which I did when I was young. So when Krishna goes swimming, he doesn't need a scuba outfit. He portrays himself as a fish, and the fish can also breathe above the water. So he's enjoying. In other words, Krishna is enjoying, just like little children sometimes. Because it's described about Krishna, he's Navayovanam cha. Navayovanam means like a youth. So like a youth means not only does he look like a young person, 16, because after 16, it's all downhill. You know, sometimes I talk to people at the university and I just can see, like, after they turn like 16, 17, 18, like, everything's gone. So, anyway, it's true. Especially when you get to my age. So, not only does Krishna look like 16 eternally youthful, but he has the mentality of a 16 or 17 year old person. So what's the mentality of a 16, 17-year-old person? Anyone know? Playful, fun, teasing. Like you read the Mahabharata, you see, wow, Krishna's really playful. He's supposed to be God. And why does he act like this? Why is he tricking poor Duryodhana to cover himself, his midriff, with a leaf? Why doesn't Krishna just, you know, behave himself? He's supposed to be God. So, because Krishna is always playful. This is his nature. That's why we say he's the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of all the incarnations, he's the most playful. Of all the avatars, he's the most playful. Because avatar means to descend. So he's swimming, he's enjoying. You know, he could have saved the Vedas in another way. He could have appeared as a sage and say, okay, I'm saving the Vedas. He could have sent someone down to save the Vedas. He could have empowered another fish to talk. Why can't Krishna do that? He could have done any of those things. Yet, he wanted to have a good time swimming around, doing things unusual. Because Krishna loves variety. It's not that he has to just behave himself and do the same thing every time the same way, like we do. You know, you go to work every day, it's the same office. You come home, it's the same wife. You know, it's... You need variety, isn't it? So Krishna wants variety. That's why Krishna has unlimited gopis, not only to 16,108 wives, but unlimited. And unlimited incarnations. Because Krishna wants variety. Not because he has to do it that way. He could do it any way he pleases, or he cannot do it and have someone else do it. Okay, next avatar, very interesting, is a tortoise avatar. And let's read the Sanskrit for this. Sitiha vipula tare tishtati tava prishte dhanani dharana kina chakra gadishte keshavadrita kurma sarira jaya jagadisha hate. So that's the Kurma avatar. And in this form is the Kurma avatar. He formed, he was the basis or the pivot from the Mandara Hill when they were churning the milk ocean, the demigods and the demons were churning the milk ocean. So you may say, what's his enjoyment? I mean, he's acting as a pivot, but how is he enjoying? Well, he's getting his back scratched. Krishna's engaging his devotees in activities and he's enjoying getting, and his jewels polished. You know, why does Krishna have to do things in the normal way? Right? He can do things in any way he wants. And here he is. And so many things came from this milk ocean. Of course, we know the poison, halhala, that Lord Shiva drank, and other things came out, like Lakshmi came out. So many things. And ultimately, the medicine came out from Dhanvantari, the medical incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God, the Amrit. And this Amrit was stolen by the demons, and then another incarnation appeared, which is not one of the 10 avatars, which is Mohini Murti, to take back the nectar to the demigods. So Krishna even has lady incarnations. It's interesting. Krishna's equal. You know, I guess you could say gender shifting, something like that. So Krishna's very modern, you know. So sometimes it's a male incarnation, sometimes a female incarnation. When he's a female incarnation, he's so attractive that even Lord Shiva is chasing all over after him. Even Lord Shiva becomes attracted. You know, he couldn't believe that there was someone who could attract him, because normally Lord Shiva is known as Dhira. He's self-controlled. And even Parvati cannot disturb him. Even Cupid tried to disturb him, and Cupid got burnt to ashes, therefore he's called Ananga. Next incarnation is connected with the Nrisimha incarnation, Lord Varaha. The reason he's connected is the Lord Varaha killed Aranyaksha, who was Hiranyakashipu's brother. And that stimulated Hiranyakashipu to be so demoniac. So here's the mantra from the Dasha Avatara Shlokas. Vasati Dashana Dikare Danani Tavalagna, whoops, Shashini Kalanka Kaleva Nimagna, Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa, Jaya Jagadi Shahade. And there he is, lifting up the earth planet and saving from the Garbhadaksha ocean, which the earth planet was submerged in, and fighting Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha means the guy who has golden eyes. He likes gold. And here's another picture. Fighting. This is a ferocious picture. Have you ever seen a picture? Nice picture. Now, finally, we get to the Nrisimha avatar, who appears after Lord Bor. And Nrisimha avatar is the half-man, half-lion incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose appearance we are commemorating, celebrating today. And chant this. Tabakara kamala varenakam abhuta singham dalita hiranyakashipu tanupringam keshabadrita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. And of course, that meaning of that poem is, oh, Keshava, referring to Krishna, because all these different shlokas, the Dasha Avatar shlokas, refer to Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of God. You say, Krishna, you have taken the form of a boar. Krishna, you've taken the form of half man, half lion. Krishna, you've taken the form of a fish. Krishna, you've taken the form of Lord Balaram. So, Keshava, Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed the half form of half man, half lion, all glories to you. Just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so in the same way, the body of the wasp-like Hiranyakashipu has been crushed by you, has actually ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands. So, of course, he gave Hiranyakashipu an intestectomy, the technical medical term for that. So here's a story, a brief story about Hiranyakashipu, because we have to tell something about him. He was performing many, many austerities to become immortal. And after a while, of course, he was living in the marrow of his bones. And Lord Brahma came because this Hiranyakashipu was emitting a fire that was coming from his head that was scorching the whole universe. And after a while, Lord Brahma came and said, okay, what do you want? Hiranyakashipu said, I want to be immortal. And Lord Brahma said, can't do, even I am not immortal. But you can basically choose how you will die or how you don't want to die. He said, well, I can't be killed. Let me give you the benediction. I can't be killed inside or outside by any weapon, by any animal, by any human being, by daytime or nighttime. So he thought he covered all the bases. It's just like when you have a contract with someone, in the fine print, you think you cover all the bases, but always there's a way out for insurance company to pay off your loss. right? I saw that one of my friends had an insurance, a loss, you know, a fire, and the insurance company refused to pay, and they said, look at our fine point, you know, fine print, so we're not going to pay you, and there's nothing he can do. You know, he had a big, big fire because one of his employees left the heating element on by accident, and in the fine print it said, if someone leaves a heating element off, there's only one heating element and there's no thermostat on it, then we don't pay. So Krishna is like that, and Lord Brahma is like that. When he gives you a benediction, in many cases, it predicts how you're going to die. So don't go to the demigods, because you're just going to find out how you're going to die. I told the story this morning about Sunda and Uttapasunda, who asked for the benediction that they could only be killed by killing each other. And they thought they would never kill each other because they were dear, dear brothers. But Lord Brahma waited until they were both drunk. And he sent down a beautiful lady, Tilotama, to attract them so they would fight over her, and then they ended up killing each other. So if you go to the demigods, you will understand how you're going to die. If you don't understand it, talk to me, I'll tell you. I'll tell you how Krishna is going to figure out how to kill you. So Krishna definitely figured out in the case of Hiranyakashipu. Of course, while Hiranyakashipu was doing his austerities, asking for benedictions, Prahlad Maharaj was within the womb of his mother in Narada Muni's ashram, right around Govardhan, hearing about Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu's son, actually had four sons, Samrat, Prahlad, I forget the other two. They were sent later on to a very nice school, not the one here in Nugaloka, because we teach about Krishna, but it was in Asura Kula, in which they taught about actually exploiting people, how to exploit people through different types of political manipulation. And Prahlad Maharaj didn't want anything to do with it. He thought, no, this is all mundane. He said, I don't want to consider anyone to be my enemy or anyone to be an object of exploitation. Oh. And he also said, I don't want a mobile phone. So I don't want to consider anyone else to be anyone to be an object of my exploitation. I want to care for everyone. I want to love everyone. I want to be compassionate. Vaishnav quality, Ajata Shatrava Shanta Shatava Sadabhushana. It's one of the ornaments of a Vaishnava. And so he actually taught that to his schoolmates. And his schoolmates, after a while, they started chanting Hare Krishna, much to the chagrin of the teachers, who were very upset. And Prahlad had a number of discussions with his father. This went back and forth several times. You know, first his father asked him, what's the best thing you learned? And then he told his father, you know, those who are attached, they should head to the woods. You're too attached, Dad. You know, that was something that Hiranyakashipu did not want to hear about. You're too attached. You should join the Krishna Consciousness Movement. I tried that with my father. It didn't work. So then he sent him back to school. This happened back and forth a number of times. He asked, what's the best thing you learned in school? And the teachers, he's accusing the, here, Hiranyakashipu is accusing the teachers of perverting and contaminating the mind of Prahlad Maharaj. And they're saying, you know, we're innocent. We don't know where he got this information from. And they didn't. And so Prahlad Maharaj was teaching his students about hearing and chanting and worshiping, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnusmaram. That famous verse appears in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam as Prahlad Maharaj's instructions. And the other students agreed to listen. First, they put up objections. They just said, we're very young. Whoops. We're very young. Prahlad, you know, you have to give us some time when we get older. And then Prahlad Maharaj said, you're just making excuses, because you'll be making excuses throughout your whole life. Right now, you're making an excuse we're young. Later on, you're going to make an excuse that you just got married. Later on, you're going to make an excuse that you're middle-aged and have to play golf. And later, I added that one. And later on, you're going to make an excuse that you're old. And then you're going to make an excuse that 50% of your life is sleeping, so that doesn't work. So Prahlad Maharaj got them to chant with philosophy. And so Prahlad Maharaj's father, Ranikashipu, eventually tried to torture Krishna consciousness out of Prahlad Maharaj, the original deprogrammer, by putting him in a pit of snakes. There's other things he did, and demons trying to pierce his body and throwing him off a cliff. So many different tortures he tried to do. Put him under the feet of elephants. Here's the vipers again. Having him crushed by a stone. Putting in fire. That's this whole story of Holika, which many are familiar with. Wind, poison. It's alcohol. For those of you who drink, alcohol drinking is poison. And they said, don't worry, you can't kill him. Just send it, boy, send him back to school yet again. So he goes back to school, he begins contaminating the fellow students, and he tells the students how he had actually gained knowledge while within the womb of his mother, which is actually an important instruction, because the living entity, even if he cannot understand Krishna consciousness, if he or she is exposed to transcendental sound vibration, they can make spiritual advancement. Very important principle. So even unknowingly, if people hear the holy name, their lives will change. That happened to me when many years ago, I listened to the radio. This is in 1968. And Prabhupada came on the radio, and I listened to it, and all of a sudden, my life changed. Just by hearing Prabhupada and getting the Bhakti Lata Bij in my heart. So he's preaching about Krishna consciousness, getting everybody to chant, and the teachers get very upset. He's preaching, don't discriminate between friends and enemies. And then finally, it comes to it where Ranikashipu asks, where is your God? And Prahlad Maharaj says, Sarvatra, everywhere. And Ranikashipu thinks, well, he must be in this pillar, so I'll kill you. Oh my God. Pretty ferocious. And so Lord Nrsimhadev, half man, half lion, four arms, and sometimes described many thousands of arms it describes in some descriptions, and with his nails, he has an interesting fight. Here's the internal purpose again, that he's really enjoying the fight. Because he could have just killed Hiranyakashipu through other means. He could have had someone else come and do it in a doorway, another half man, half lion, you know, like empowered Jiva soul could have done it. However, he really wanted to have a good fight. In fact, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were devotees who were cursed to come down to the material world, so in order so the Lord could have a fight with them. So this is chivalry. Chivalry, ghastliness, so many indirect humors, anger, are being manifest here. And so he's enjoying himself. And not only is Lord Nrsimhadev killing Hiranyakashipu, he actually kills Hiranyakashipu's associates too. There's thousands and millions of them, or at least thousands of them that were killed. Finally, he puts Hiranyakashipu on his lap and slices his stomach open, pulls out the intestines, and he's killed. And somehow or other, nobody could pacify him. He just really was overcome with anger. You know, he was killing everybody in sight, not devotees, of course. So there was Lakshmi, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. They couldn't figure out what to do with him. They were thinking, he's God, but how do we cool down his head? And so they sent a little boy forward, because they said, because of this little boy's devotion, the Lord has appeared. So the Lord let's finish with it. Here's the purring. Anyway, so that was purring, not killing. So he puts Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and actually licks him, as you see here, like a cat licks his master. That's how you can tell if a cat loves you. It kisses you. And there's the famous story that Prahlad Maharaj is offered anything he wants. I mean, a lot of us would like to have that particular benediction of Krishna or Lord Nrsimhadev saying, anything you want, you can have. what would you ask for? A new house, a new car? No, he says, I'm not a merchant. I simply am your servant, and that's my only identity. And then he asks for something. He says, please save my father, showing his great compassion. And then it's understood that 21 generations of his family, forward and backwards, are being saved because of this. And Lord Jishinganev also guarantees Prahlad Maharaj that I will not kill any of your descendants. So, you know, therefore you have like Bali Maharaj is a descendant. He doesn't get killed. Banasura doesn't get killed because he gets armectomy. He had 1,000 arms and then it becomes, you know, 4. But Krishna doesn't kill him though. So, that's the Nrsingha avatar. Let's finish with the Dasha avatars because we have limited time. And anyway, so, and Prahlad Maharaj shows his Vaishnava quality of compassion. Tatikshava kurunika surida sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shanta sadava sadabhushana. These are Lord Kapiladev's descriptions of a Vaishnava's quality. He says, Tatikshava. A Vaishnava is tolerant. Look at Prahlad Maharaj, how tolerant he was. Imagine if someone tried to kill you in various ways like that. Would you tolerate it? I wouldn't. The teacher of Kurunika, he's merciful. And then Suhadas Sarvadehinam, he's a friend to all living entities, even those who are inimical. Ajata Shatrava. Ajata Shatrava or Jata Shatru means he whose enemy is never born, or he who has no enemy. Shanta, he's peaceful. Sadhava Sadhabhushana, these are the qualities of a great devotee, and those are the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. And actually, what pleases Lord Nrsingadev more than anything else is when we glorify his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, more than when we glorify him. As Krishna says in the Adi Purana, one who says he is my devotee is not my devotee, but one who says he is a devotee of my devotee is my devotee. So that's the Nrsingha avatar. Let's finish with the avatars. Then, after that, there's the Vamana avatar. And let's read the Sanskrit. Shalayasi vikrame balimad bhuta vamana adanaka nira janita janapavana keshava trita vamana rupa jaya jagadisha hare. It means, O Keshava, Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a dwarf brahmana, all glories to you, O wonderful dwarf, by your massive steps, you deceive King Bali, and by the Ganges water that is emanated from the nails of your lotus feet, you deliver all living beings within this world. So, well, that was there. So, of course, Bali was the son of Aditi. Vamana was the son of Aditi, and there's the whole story that he came to Bali Maharaj's sacrifice. And Bali Maharaj offered him 3 steps of land, which he asked for, even though Bali Maharaj's spiritual master, Shukracharya, did not like that, and he rejected the order of his spiritual master to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is known for the, that is, Bali Maharaj is known for the devotional process of Atmani Vedana, surrendering everything. Now, generally, you shouldn't disobey the order of the spiritual master, but the spiritual master should not be followed blindly. If he tells you don't worship Krishna, either he's testing you or he's in Maya. So you have to figure that out. And so Lord Vamana took 3 steps of land. First step, he covered the entire surface of the earth. Second step, he covered the whole sky, kicked a hole in the universe. The Ganges water came in, and there was nowhere to put the third step, but Bali Maharaj offered his head. And that's the Vamana avatar. Then there's the Parashurama avatar. We just have a limited amount of time. We'll read this. Kshatriya Ridira Mahi Jagad Apakata Papam Snapayasi Payasi Shamita Bhavatapam Keshavadrita Bhrigupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hate. O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Parashurama, all glories to you. At Kurukshetra, you bathe the earth in the rivers of blood from the bodies of demoniac kshatriyas that you have slain. The sins of the world are washed away by you because of you, Because of you, people are relieved from the blazing fire of material existence. And this was, his pastime is due to, there was a king named Kartavirya Arjuna who stole Parshurama's father's desire cow. And Parshurama brought that desire cow back, and eventually the sons of Kartavirya Arjuna, remembering the death of their father, who was killed by Parashuram, then they decided to take revenge against Parashuram, and they went when Parashuram was absent, and they killed Jamadagni, who was Parashuram's father. And then Parashuram saw this, and he decided to kill all the Kshatriyas on earth who had become demoniac, and he took up his axe, and he created a big river. So, that's Parashuram. There's Rama Avatar. Vitari dikshi rane dikpati kamaniyam dashamukha moli balim ramaniyam keshavadrita rama sharira jaya jagadisha hari. And the translation is, O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Ramchandra, all glories to you. In the battle of Lanka, you destroyed the ten-headed demon Ravana and distribute his heads as a delightful offering to the presiding deities of the ten directions headed by Indra. This action was long desired by all of them, who were very much harassed by this monster. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but included in this story is the story of Hanuman, my favorite personality, the great devotee of Lord Ramchandra. And then there's Balaram. Vahasi vapushi vishate vasanam jaladabam halatabiti milita yumanabhyam keshavadrita haladarupa jaya jagadishavade. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Balaram, the wielder of the plow, all glories to you. O your brilliant white body, you wear garments like the color of fresh blue rain clouds. These garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Yamuna, who feels great fear due to the striking of your plowshare. And we see this picture right there. And Balaram's mother, of course, Devaki, and then transferred to the womb of Rohini. Balaram had his own rasa dance, and he killed his own demons like Pralamba, Dainakasura. It's mentioned that demons killed by Balaram indicate, according to the Anarthas that are corresponding to the demons, the Anarthas that we have to personally work on by the mercy of Balaram. We can't, in other words, we have these Anarthas like Kama, Kreta, Madhamatsarya, Bharyabhaya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, and envy. And we need to work on them. We can't just go to God and say, you take care of them. We take care of them with the help of God. As described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, there's five factors of action. Krishna is only one of the factors. We're actually in charge or in control of the other factors of action. And then Balaram also killed Vidvita Gorilla. Vidvita Gorilla was a good guy because he helped Lord Ramchandra in the battle against Ravana. But he became a demon because he was associating with the son of Krishna, Narakasura. Because of bad association, he became a demon, Vidvita and Mainda. And he was killed by Balaram when he tried to harass Balaram when he was having a dance in the Raivataka Hills. And Balaram also killed Rukmi, the brother of Rukmini. And Balaram also dragged Hastinapur, when the residents of Hastinapur would not listen to him, he dragged Hastinapur into the, or dragged the Yamuna River, or Hastinapur into the Yamuna River. And then finally we have the Buddha avatar. Nindasi yagir vidir aha shruti jatam sadaya vridaya darshita pashu gatam keshavadrita puna sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare. O Keshava, of Lord of the Universe, O Lord Hari, who assumed the form of Buddha, all glories to you, O Buddha of compassionate heart. You decried the slaughtering of poor animals performed according to the rules of Vedic sacrifice. So Lord Buddha took people away from the Vedas because people were misusing the Vedas, and he taught Ahimsa Parama Dharma. And here you see what's going on nowadays, that people are eating helpless creatures, and Lord Buddha was teaching that Ahimsa is the topmost Dharma. So people should not misuse the Vedic literatures as they were using to justify meat eating, especially killing of goats and sheep. And then finally, the last avatar before Krishna is the Kalki avatar, who appears at the end of this millennium, which is in about 430,000 years, the end of the Yuga, sorry, not millennium. Malacha nivaha nidane kalayasi karavalam dumaketam iva kimapi karalam keshavadrita kalki sharira jaya jagadisha hari. O Keshava, Lord of the Universe, O Lord Hari, have assumed the form of Kalki, all glories to you. You appear like a comet and carry a terrifying sword for bringing about the annihilation of the wicked barbarian men at the end of the Kali Yuga. So don't wait for him. It's going to be a long wait. He'll appear in the village of Shambhala, and he comes in the home of a Brahmin family, the Vishnu Yasha, and he will take the name Kalki. And he will mount his horse, the Devadatta, taking his sword in hand, will roam about the earth, killing millions of bandits in the guise of kings. And, okay, so then the final two verses. Shri Jaya Deva Kaveridam Muditam Udaram Shunu Sukadam Subadam Davasaram Keshavadrita Dasavida Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. That's O Keshava, Lord of the Universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed these 10 different incarnations, O glories to you. O readers, please hear this most excellent hymn by poet Jayadev, where it bestows happiness and good fortune and is the best thing in this dark world. And finally, this is a different melody, of course. Vidanudarate jagante vahate vriu galam Ubi brabte daicham darayate balim talayate kshatra shayam kurvate olas jam katayate halam kalayate karunyam atanvate malachan murchayate dasha kriti krite krishnaya tubhyam namaha. And the translation is, O Lord Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you, who incarnate in these 10 forms. In the form of Matsu, you rescue the Vedas. As Kurma, you bear Mount Mandara on your back. As Varaha, you lift the earth on your tusk. As Nrisimha, you tear open the chest of the demon Hiranyakashipu. As Vamana, you trick King Bali. As Parashuram, you slay all the wicked Kshatriyas. As Ramachandra, you defeat Ravana, the son of Pulastya. As Balaram, you carry a plow. And as Lord Buddha, you show compassion toward all. And as Kalki, you kill the Malechas. So this is Krishna's wonderful incarnations, and he appears in these various incarnations. Let's go to Krishna. Radhagoloka Nanda Ki Jai. So he appears in these various incarnations. Why? To enjoy. That's his internal purpose. And externally, Purichunaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Chaduskritam, as described in the Gita, to annihilate the miscreants, to establish religious principles, and to protect the devotees. But basically, the real reason is for his own enjoyment. He's doing all these things. So, thank you very much. And just time to go on to the next item, which is the Abhishek, right? Okay. Okay. Okay, so preschoolers. So, thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay. Should I sit here or?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Yeah. You turn off.
Hare Krishna. So the preschoolers in BKG Academy have been very happily and joyfully learning this song about Lord Nrsingadev, and they are very excited to sing it for you today.
Why don't you guys stand up so everyone can see you better? What do you think? Can you stand up? Yeah. Here. Why don't we face the audience? Stand in front of anybody. Let's line up. Let's make a nice line. Yeah. Okay. Come, sweetie. All right. You guys ready? All right. Chanting
the name of the Lord. Chanting the name of the Lord. Like a sheep was king, and the evil one was he.
He bargained with Lord Brahma for immortality,
not to die by man.
He wanted to live eternally.
Prahlad, the boy devotee, was the son of this demon king.
His father's pride and joy was he,
until he heard him sing. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chanting the names of the Lord. Chanting the names of the Lord.
This chanting made that king so mad that he tried to kill his son. But Prahlad kept chanting Krishna's names, so it could not be done.
He threw him to
demons who bore them all,
put him in
and ran and ran.
But Prahlad kept chanting Krishna's name, so it was done in vain.
We've got Remy, Anapayani, Nalini, Shama, Nandini. and Nrisinga and Abhimanyu, who got a little shy. Thank you very, very much.
Hare Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna. So let's thank, these are all our children of our BKG Academy, our own full-time school here on the property. We'd like to thank all these children for their wonderful performance and also thank the teacher, Champaklata Mataji. Hari Bol! Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone. We see more and more people coming in. Now we can use this space here, so everyone please come inside. And our next program is we are going to have Abhishek, and His Honorable Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj will be offering the Abhishek ceremony. And the Abhishek is just a short ceremony, and then immediately after that we'll start our Mahayagya. Okay? So our schedule now is we'll have a short Abhishek, Mahayagya ceremony, and after that we go downstairs for the drama performance. A wonderful drama performance. All the children are waiting to actually have their wonderful drama. So we'll have a nice drama performance and then we'll have our final dinner prasadam. Also, anyone would like to grab a snack, we have our prasadam stalls that are open, serving so many different items like pizza, samosa. So if you like to grab a bite in the Prabhupada hall, you can actually go there and there is actually prasadam snacks. Okay. Hare Krishna. So, devotees who are leaving, we would request you, before you leave, please take little prasadam. I can come out and give little prasadam. We don't want anyone to leave without honoring little prasadam. So, please wait downstairs if in case you have to leave, and we'll give you a little prasadam. Okay. So, so now we'll start with the Abhishek ceremony. Shri Narasimhadev Bhagwan ki.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.